Murray Bridge is one of four South Australian sites for the Planet Youth pilot project underway, one of seven in Australia. There's been an update recently, the Murray Bridge Safe Local Drug Action Team coming together with community leaders and reps online to understand local concerns and plan activities to help prevent drug and alcohol harm among young people. One of the staggering stats that Murray Bridge Mayor Brenton Lewis noticed was that mental health among young people has taken a real hit during COVID. Here he is talking about it.
The increase reported by the youth in mental health was not good at all. So, in fact, it seemed excessive to me. It was about a 50% uplift on the previous report 12 months prior. There's got to be reasons for that, and I think that's what we need to unbundle, and that'll be part of the action plan that we're developing now. Will certainly hone in on what does that mean. That was a concern.
And then, of course, you know, you can sort of spiral. Anyone can spiral, whether it is a young person or older person, when it comes to poor mental health and have unhealthy habits like drinking and taking drugs, right?
Yeah, a whole range of habits which don't add up to well-being. It's very unfortunate. We're not seeing, to my knowledge, things like suicide rates or the disasterly end. We're not seeing them rise in comparison to the reported trend in mental health going sideways. So, like I said, that one I really question, and I really want to understand that a lot better than what I do at the moment. I've got a raw statistic that's jumped up from the previous one without any reasoning, and that's what we have to delve into.
And that's quite tricky, isn't it? Because you're trying to assess a model that's being trialled across the world and in Australia, how that might help people get off from having addictions and actually have a meaningful connection in the community. So the Planet Youth model is really evidence-based and is meant to be, hopefully, a way that people can actually have a healthy lifestyle. Young people can get out there and enjoy their lives a bit more, right? So this has been trialled for a couple of years, but it's come at a really tricky time.
Yeah, well, it has, but there'll never be a good time. And no matter what we do, look, it's really heavily emphasised on prevention. There's a cohort of all communities that have probably gone past the point of redemption and help. You hate to admit that, but, you know, I was in Hutt Street yesterday on my way to a different appointment and observed people just walking up and down the footpath, zombified, really, and it just makes you sick in the stomach to see it. But that's the state of people have lost all hope. Mental health is an issue, have other issues, obviously. And you see that, and it's stark, and it's in your face. Luckily, in a smaller community such as ours, you don't get to see it that often. Therefore, it's out of mind. But it's here. It's in every community, and we have to deal with it. So it's all about prevention, and it's all about trying to get health and well-being into our population, full stop. But particularly, we'll concentrate on youth because we think there's an opportunity to turn things around. We're realistic. We know we'll never stop drug and alcohol abuse in any way, shape or form. It'll always be there, but it's a matter of whether we can, as a community, live with it and do the best we possibly can to curb it. And particularly, as I said, with our youth, prevention, don't even get on the bandwagon. Just leave it alone. It's not good for you.
So, Mayor Brenton Lewis, what kind of things are you looking at doing as a result of the feedback that you're getting?
We'll pull together an action program, and I'm not one for plans, more plans on top of plans, to review the plans. I'll get over that stuff, but we will put together a very solid plan, which will have short-term, mid-term and longer-term aspirations. That will be important. That'll be the backbone of how we can speak to the community. It'll be what Murray Bridge Safe Committee, where workshop groups, will continue to focus on what is the action plan, that we align a lot of our activities wherever possible, so we've got consistency and can get some outcomes as individuals in the community, certainly as family and organisations as well. So the action plan is the next stage, and taking some of those stats, all those stats, frankly, into account and saying what is the most logical thing we can do as a community to act together, to be there, to make a difference. And that, as I said, a small difference is a great gain. And if we can continue, this is a long-term program. They found that in Iceland where Planet Youth was founded. It takes time. You're not going to get this in 1 or 2 or 3 years. This is generational. it will take time. We have to be patient. But as we work with our youth year in, year out, we're hoping that we'll get a trend where youth do understand they've got choices and don't need to be under peer pressure, can stand alone, can be strong, and basically not get involved in the drug scene to start with. But, you know, the stats for our area actually say that drugs aren't the issue with the youth, as reported by them. The alcohol's the problem.
Right.
Mm. So, you know, Murray Bridge got drug problem. I hear that too often, and I don't willingly accept that statement, by the way. But the truth is, and the first report and now the second report we've received clearly identifies alcohol as the most abused substance by youth. It's saying there's more parental acceptance of it within the household, more acceptance of it when they visit other households. Now, they're trends that are worrying, and that's something you can talk to the community about.
And what are you hoping the Planet Youth model will be able to achieve that other models haven't?
Well, it's only early days, but based upon the Iceland example, where they're amongst the highest abuse rates of youth in Europe, and brought it down to amongst the lowest. I mean, they've had success, so I believe we can too. And I'd be hopeful that we can get the reports that are taken from the Year 10 students across our region, across Murray Bridge, I should say. I'd be hopeful that we will get a longer-term trend over the next 2-3 years, whatever it is. And hopefully we will see not rising data, we'll see stable or best still falling data on the bad effects of drug and alcohol.
I really appreciate your time today, Mayor Brenton Lewis. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.